So let's look at the specific moral questions that are raised. First one I want to consider is something that in my first reading of the book I found incredibly disturbing is the amount of violence and the nature of the violence and the automatic acceptance of violence as the mechanism by which change comes about. The winner is violent. And there's a couple of questions. In general terms, and this is referring specifically to the book, how much can you trust the government? This is going back to what I've just been talking about with this cynicism towards governments. Well, we've got a very, very cynical view towards the government. In fact, the government are the ones who are causing this. When, therefore, is it right to rebel? So the people in Libya and in Tunisia and in Egypt and Syria now, when do they have the right to rebel violently? When do you have the right to rebel against a government?